This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be talking to Penelope Jean Hayes and Carol Serene about their books, The Likely Future. At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk a little COVID. We'll talk a little bit about the future. They're channelers and mediums, and Penelope in particular has a background in health. We'll talk about the magic of viral energy, the ancient key to happiness. We'll talk some COVID-19. We'll talk some likely future about her books, their books, The Likely Future Part 1 and The Likely Future Part 2. Bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, please go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start yourself a longevity business, a home-based business is always a good idea, but especially now with all the uncertainty in the economy, starting a home-based business is always a good idea, especially a home-based business that helps change the world. And change the world indeed is what longevity can do. Longevity products and the longevity philosophy of good health can do. If that sounds intriguing, interesting, or if you'd just like some more information, call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's 866-735-2470 for more info, or the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Penelope Jean Hayes and Carol Serene will be with us about their books, The Likely Future, Part 1 and 2. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So we've been talking about this whole idea of fungus and yeast and antibiotics and mushrooms. Last program we left off talking about vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, by the way. I know a lot of people who are anti-vaxxers, and I know a lot of listeners here are anti-vaxxers, but anti-vaxxers just doesn't sound rational to me. It sounds kind of like politically motivated. Maybe there's some politics that are involved with vaccination. Recently, we've become just flooded with news about vaccines. It seems like there's a big push to get people vaccinated. And if you warn about the potential issues or the toxicities of vaccines, you're immediately labeled as an anti-vaxxer by the mainstream. In fact, according to an article, this is from Dr. Mercola, whose work I love, by the way. I've been reading Dr. Mercola around for almost 20 years. He has an article here about... And Dr. Mercola, by the way, is considered to be a major threat by the mainstream medical model. His article here, Digital Anti-Hate Group, labels vaccine skeptics as a national security threat. And in this article,
He quotes the Times, which is a UK publication from November 9th, 2020, quote, "The British government regards tackling false information about COVID-19 vaccination as a rising priority." The Times goes on to say, quote, "The government regards tackling false information about inoculation as a rising priority. As the prospect of a reliable vaccine against the coronavirus draws closer," this is a month before the vaccine came out, continues. The government source says GCHQ, that is a, I don't know what GCHQ is, actually, has been told to take out anti-vaxxers online and on social media. There are ways they have used to monitor and disrupt terrorist propaganda. Apparently, the idea that vaccination is anything less than a good health strategy is regarded as terrorism. It's disinformation from a hostile government. There's actually a report published by the Center for Countering Digital Hate called the Anti-Vax Playbook that tells people how the anti-vaxxers are a hate group and how the anti-vaxxers are trying to disrupt good health. Quote, "Anti-vaxxers' deadly plan to disrupt COVID vaccines and how we can stop them," unquote. This is an anti-vax playbook put out by the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Their website is counterhate.com. The way this is all divided into political factions just doesn't serve us. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I think people should be able to understand what exactly a vaccine does. If you want to vaccinate, go ahead and vaccinate. That's not a problem. But we have to be frank about what vaccines are, what they're not, what's in them. Does anybody really know what's in these vaccines? I have a book here, textbook. It's not anything you'll see at Barnes & Noble. It's a textbook put out by Wiley Blackwell, which is the big textbook manufacturing company. It cost me $200 to get this textbook. It's called Vaccines and Autoimmunity. It's a bunch of peer-reviewed articles. It's about 300 pages or so. And it's not easy reading, admittedly, but it's good stuff here. Vaccinations and rheumatoid arthritis. Vaccinations and systemic lupus erythematosus, lupus. Influenza vaccine and autoimmune diseases. These are articles that are published, peer-reviewed publications, or they're published in peer-reviewed publications. These are science. I'm not some freakazoid about being an anti-vaxxer, but we have to be honest about what the things are and what they do and what the potential problems are. There's times for using drugs. I said this many times. There's times for using drugs. I am trained in medicine. I know there's times for using drugs. If you have an infection, yes, you may need an antibiotic. But that doesn't mean that you just take antibiotics all the time. Pain pills can be important if you have pain, but that doesn't mean you just can take pain pills and not have to worry about being addicted or being worried about toxicities or side effects or constipation or anything that comes with it. You may need a medication in the short term because you've been abusing your body for a long time, so you may need an anti-inflammatory. You may need a beta blocker. You may need an immune suppressant in the short term. If I had my kidney transplant, I probably would have to take an immune suppressant. But your goal should be always, if possible, to get off that medication as soon as you can. If I was going to Africa, I'd want a malaria vaccine. If I was going to be visiting a tropical jungle where I might be exposed to a virus that I didn't have immunity to, I probably would think about taking a vaccine for tropical viruses. Pharmacizing is sometimes a necessary evil, that's true, but it's never a good thing. Pharmacizing, taking medication, is sometimes necessary, but it's never good. In the case of vaccines, we don't think of them as medications. We don't think of them as drugs. If your option is to get a virus, get a cold virus, a COVID-19, I'm not talking about Ebola. If we had an Ebola outbreak and everybody was getting Ebola, where your blood vessels explode and you hemorrhage to death, and it affects 30% of people or some ridiculous amount of people, if 30% of people were getting sick or being hospitalized or dying, that's one thing. But if you have a mild infection for most people, and the option is to get stuff stuck into your arm, as they say, jab into your arm. That's what they say, jab it into your arm. Or to get a virus, you might want to think about, do I really want this thing? But we've got this vaccine that everybody is being almost compelled to, not yet, but almost compelled to, at least from a psychological perspective, to take, to avoid getting a virus, a cold virus, which is essentially a cold virus for the vast, 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 vast majority of people. We just want to be rational about this. Don't want to be a freak about it. You just want to be rational. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. That line's open for you. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity, TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We'll be talking to the channelers of PAX, Penelope Jean Hayes and Carol Serene, about their books, The Likely Future, at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment if we have calls, 844-236-6010. So, everybody's talking about this vaccine. Seems to be this concerted push to get needles in people's arms. That's what the media tells us. First of all, if you hear something about health, This is a rule of thumb. If you hear something about health on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, you hear it everywhere, be suspicious. If the mainstream is telling you something about health, just be suspicious. Don't necessarily be skeptical. Healthy skepticism. You don't have to freak out about it. Just be healthily skeptic. Healthily skeptical. They're all telling you, if all the government talking heads and all the mainstream representatives of the mainstream medical model and all the media are in lockstep unison, are completely unified in a single message, be on red alert. And this idea that we all have to line up to get this vaccine that's being promoted as a cure, we'll talk about this in a second, it's being promoted as a force field that the virus bounces off of, this should cause people to just have their eyes wide open. What are they trying to say to us here? Vaccines, this vaccine is not a typical vaccine. That's first and foremost. This is a brand new, brand spanking new mechanism that's never been done before. And was hardly tested. This thing was green lighted much faster than an ordinary vaccine. Most vaccines take years. This thing was green lighted in weeks. And make no mistake about it, the first people to take this are the guinea pigs. The first people to take this are the experiment. This is a super high tech vaccination that is very different from ordinary vaccines. All vaccines would stimulate an immune response. They give you the bad guy. It's called an antigen. Bad guy's an antigen. This antigen stimulates your immune system. And the old vaccines, they give you a virus, or they call it an attenuated virus, or an attenuated, a weakened, or even a killed virus, or a killed, excuse me, a killed bacteria. And that stimulates your immune system. This is a different thing entirely. This is an mRNA vaccine which hijacks your cells' genetic machinery. It goes into all the cells of your body. This has never been done before. First time. And it is a very odd, very high-tech and very unusual way to stimulate the immune system. Instead of giving you the poison, you make the poison. Instead of giving you the antigen, you make the antigen. Your cells make the antigen. Does that sound good to anybody? Your cells make the poison. Your cells make the viral, the spike protein, they call it. Coronaviruses are everywhere. Okay? Coronaviruses are everywhere. Coronaviruses are common. There's not a big deal. They're very weak viruses ordinarily. Coronaviruses are highly transmissible. They transmit. They spread. That's well known, but they're ordinarily very weak. This weird one, and this is a whole other mystery, how this happened, has a spike protein that makes it more potent. It makes it affect a part of the body, without getting into too much chemistry, it makes it affect a part of the body that can cause some problems, some serious problems, much more than ordinary coronaviruses. How this coronavirus developed a spike protein, nobody knows. That's a whole other issue, but we won't go there. So anyway, this coronavirus has a spike protein. So now this spike protein causes a problem. So now they figured out how to make your cells, via hijacking the genetics, the RNA, the mRNA, not the DNA yet. There's other vaccines that are DNA vaccines. This is the mRNA component, which makes the protein. And they give it to you. It enters into the cells. And now your cells make the spike protein, the part that's causing all the problems. Then your immune system reacts to that spike protein. So that means that this vaccine is not just getting into your bloodstream, it's getting into the cells. It's changing the way cells produce proteins. This is huge, 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 huge. The active component, the genetics that they're giving you, compels your cells to make the viral proteins, essentially turning your cell into a viral protein factory. And at this point, you get an antibody response. Because now your body sees this spike protein. The antibodies to the infection, the antibodies will keep you, the antibodies that your body makes will keep you from getting bad symptoms. But keep in mind here, this does not prevent infection. This does not prevent transmission. It prevents symptoms. So you don't have as bad, your symptoms aren't as bad, but you can still spread. You can still spread it. You can still get infected. People think they take the vaccine, all of a sudden I'm not going to be infected. I got a magical force field. This is all, by the way, the end result of our inability as a culture and as individuals in the culture to critically think. We do not think. The average person doesn't think. Present company excluded because you're listening to this program. But your neighbors don't. Your neighbors aren't listening to this program, and they're not thinking. Not all of them, but a lot of them. The mass majority of Americans do not critically think. They actually believe they'll get the vaccine and all will be good. They can go to the store and they can go to concerts and they can go on the plane. Leaving aside the fact that we're probably in the future we'll have to get vaccinated, and don't put it past the mainstream to compel everybody to get vaccinated. That might happen. You may not be able to shop or go to restaurants or go to concerts or fly on a plane or get on a bus unless you're vaccinated. That might happen. That's just what we got to deal with. And the reason we got to deal with it is most people aren't critically thinking. They're just buying what they're told. So this vaccine does not prevent you from getting infected necessarily. It might, but we don't know. And it's what we only thing we know is it prevents or reduces symptomology. Oh, and by the way, you hear 95% effective. Does anybody even know what that means? Does anybody out there, including your medical professionals, the majority of them, know what 95% effective means? It means they took about 40,000 people, tested them, and of the 100 people that got sick, 5 of them were protected by a vaccine. 95 of them weren't. And somehow, I still can't get my mind around how they did it, but they figured out that means it's 95% effective. If you're confused, join the club. They took 40,000 people, tested them, 100 people got sick, 5 of the people who got sick were vaccinated, 95% weren't. Thus, they came up with the number 95% effective. I still can't figure out what that means. And then there's a whole nother issue with vaccines. And this vaccine is not quite as bad as other vaccines, but it still has a problem. That's the stuff that's in them that has nothing to do with their intended effect. There's other things in there that you're putting right into your bloodstream, aside from the mRNA. The mRNA is wrapped around in a complex cocktail of fats that is supposed to protect the RNA, and you're sticking it in your blood. And in other vaccines, which are worse, they have to put preservatives. These don't have preservatives in them necessarily, these mRNA vaccines, but other ones have to have preservatives. Thimerosal, mercury, right in your bloodstream. And then there's the whole issue of adjuvants, quote, helpers, unquote. ADJUVANTS, adjuvants. Talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. There's times maybe you need a vaccine. I'm not against drugs. There's times maybe you need drugs. We just want to be critically thinking. We want to know what we're doing here. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We got Penelope, Gene Hayes, and Carol Serene coming up in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, veteran diplomat Antony Blinken. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the full Senate will vote on Blinken at noon Eastern on Tuesday. Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left people with serious injuries. It caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night, including ripping through a hotel and tearing off a church roof. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. We are USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
The United States is calling out Russian leaders for their treatment of a political opposition leader. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The White House is calling for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. Navalny, a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was detained last week when he returned to Moscow. He had been in Germany for several months, receiving treatment for a suspected poisoning with a nerve agent, something Navalny blames on the Kremlin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into Navalny's poisoning.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
44-year-old Alexei Navalny is a member of the Russia of the Future Party. The Atlanta Braves on Tuesday will host a celebration of baseball legend Henry Aaron in a memorial service celebrating the life and enduring legacy of the late Hall of Fame and American icon. The event will be held at Truist Field in Atlanta and begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am pharmacist Ben. Unfortunately, Penelope, Jean Hayes, and Carol will not be with us, so you'll have me for the next half hour and your phone calls, hopefully, at 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, or success stories you'd like to share. I was kind of looking forward to talking to Carol, who's a former nurse, about the COVID vaccine, but I don't know why she bailed, but she did. So anyway, we'll talk to you and continue talking about this whole idea of vaccines and vaccines and autoimmunity, which is kind of a big deal here. If you Google vaccinations and autoimmunity, you're going to get a lot of peer-reviewed published research, scientific research, and it's got a lot to do with not just the active ingredients in the vaccine, but also the helpers, the adjuvants, etc. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Just want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products if you're interested in checking out the absolute finest in skin care. And when I say finest, I know what I'm talking about. I've been doing this formulating business now since 1991, actually since 1982 when I worked for the Blistex Corporation. As a pharmacy student, I had my internship hours while my colleagues were off getting their internship hours in drugstores. I was getting my internship hours in the Blistex lab working with Dr. Tony Jones, who was a pharmacist and a medicinal chemist and the inventor of Blistex, among other very
very powerful and effective over-the-counter skincare products, skincare medications. Blistex was just one of Dr. Jones's inventions. He also had a product called Kank-A, which is still available. You can use it for canker sores. He had another product called Foil Ointment, which is a burn product. That's where I learned how to formulate burn products, and my Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream was a burn product. It was based on Kank-A. It was based on the concepts or the idea of Foil Ointment, F-O-I-L-L-E, Foil Ointment. The active ingredient in Foil Ointment was corn oil, believe it or not. And Dr. Jones had discovered, he was a pharmacist in the 1930s and 40s in San Antonio, Texas, and he had a compounding pharmacy where he made skincare products. That's where I got the idea to start my compounding pharmacy, my skincare compounding pharmacy. And anyway, Dr. Jones figured out somehow that corn oil was good for burns, and he created a product called Foil Ointment, which was based in corn oil. He also was involved with the discovery of benzoyl peroxide, and he was just an incredible human being. He passed away about 10 years ago or so. And anyway, one day I was walking through the basement of the School of Pharmacy in Boulder, Colorado, as a 22-year-old chemistry geek. And I remember I was just not happy with pharmacy school, because in pharmacy school, the first year, all you do is study the names of drugs and their generic equivalents, and you study a lot about toxicities and side effects. And my idea was to help people, and I wanted to be doing chemistry. And I was kind of frustrated and just with the idea of pharmacy school. And I was walking through the basement, just kind of meandering around and loitering, I guess. And I smelled this pepperminty smell coming out of one of the rooms. And I walk into the room, and it's like a laboratory. It was like this incredible, just classic, iconic lab with Erlenmeyer flasks and beakers and hot plates, and there were ovens, and there was shelves of ingredients, and it's just this really cool looking place. And there's a little old man tinkering around some beakers in the corner, and I just went over and started chatting, talking to him, and it turns out that this little old man was Dr. Tony Jones, famous celebrity. He had been a professor. He was retired at the time, so then they had given him a laboratory because he was kind of famous, and Blistex, the Blistex Corporation, which is in Chicago, or outside Chicago, they paid the university a bunch of money. They gave the university a bunch of money, and in return, the university gave Dr. Jones and Blistex Corporation a lab where he would research and develop Blistex products. Back then, there were only three Blistex products. There was a tube, there was a jar, and there was an ointment. And he was researching and developing new Blistex products. And after talking to Dr. Jones for, I don't know, a half hour, 20 minutes, he just asked me if I wanted to be his research assistant. And I was like, are you kidding me? And next thing I know, I'm in the lab doing research for Dr. Jones. My job was literally to come in after school and make his formulas. He'd have a stack of formulas. He would type them up on an IBM Selectric, big blue typewriter. Some of you guys may remember the old IBM Selectrics. He'd type them up, and I would come in after school, and I would make his formulas for him. And long story short, I learned a lot about how you formulate skincare products. I test skincare products. I learned about the lips, a lot about the lips. One of my jobs was to go to the library and research lips. Back then, this is the 1980s, there wasn't a lot of information about skincare. We didn't really know a lot about skincare until the 90s, until the 2000s. And I just learned everything you could possibly want to know about ingredients and formulations and testing and skin and lips. And then I graduated pharmacy school, and after working in drugstores, which I hated for a little bit, I started formulating skincare products for people and started my own compounding pharmacy for the skin. And that was 1991. And since then, I have learned a lot about how you formulate skincare products, and a lot about ingredients, and a lot about how you take care of your skin internally as a nutrition from a nutritional perspective, and externally from a topical perspective. And Truth Treatments represent the culmination of everything I've learned in the world of skincare. You check out all the products at truthtreatments.com. One of the things I learned is that most skincare products are baloney. Most skincare products are 90% water, 80 to 90% water, and then another 5 or 6 or even up to 10% silicone and vegetable oil and wax and preservatives. So I took all that stuff out because I thought, what the heck is that doing in my skincare product, and why do I need it on my skin? Truth Treatments are 100% active and functional ingredients. Every molecule in a Truth Treatment does something for your skin. It's either active, or it helps support the activity of the active materials. It's either a transdermal support ingredient or an active ingredient. That's really the secret, and that's why you use such tiny amounts, and that's why you get such incredible benefits. Our products are extremely potent and extremely active. And when I say active and potent, I'm talking not just for anti-aging, not just for moisturization, not just for making your skin look and feel healthier, but for healing cuts and scrapes and wounds and burns, etc. Truth Treatments are healing products. They heal the skin. Healing is beauty. You can't have beauty without health. Healing slash health is beauty. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. True Treatments are health products for the skin that make your skin more beautiful. And if you don't believe me, go to truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, and check out 1,500 plus 4- and 5-star reviews. I'm still blown away by the kind of reviews we get. Truthreviewed.com for our 1,500 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. All right, so let's see if I should get to the phone here. I'm going to take a phone call. I do want to talk some more about this whole idea of vaccinations. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I want to be very clear. I'm not going to be out there picketing and rioting and I'm not an activist, but I'm just a rational scientist, and I'm a pharmacist, and I'm a healthcare professional, and I say we want to be rational about what we're injecting into our blood. When you inject something into your bloodstream through the skin, you're bypassing all of the body's inherent detoxification mechanisms. You know, when you take a prescription drug, they have to give you a higher dose of the prescription drug than you really need. That's because when you take a prescription drug, it goes into your stomach, it goes into your intestine, it goes into your bloodstream, and then it goes into your liver. And the liver clears that prescription drug. And then if there's a little bit left over, that's the stuff that does the work. In pharmacy school or pharmacology, that's called the first pass effect. The first pass effect is the liver purifying the drug, because the drug body doesn't want the drug. It's going to purify it. So what they have to do is they have to account for that in your dosing, and you have to get a much higher dose than your body really needs to account for the first pass effect. But if you inject something directly into your blood, you don't get the first pass effect. You don't get the liver detoxification. It goes right into the blood, which means you have to be very, very serious and very respectful and pay close attention to things that are getting into the bloodstream right through the skin. And if it's a foreign substance, of course it can initiate an immune reaction that can show up as autoimmunity. That's obvious if you understand the nature of the immune system. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back from our break. 844-236-6010. We'll be back after this.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Get your calls in just a sec, 844-236-6010. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, Truth Skin Health Products at truthtreatments.com. Also, our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. We've got posts up as well, and it's a good opportunity for you to ask questions if you can't call or you don't want to call. A lot of people don't want to call. But if you have questions, you can go to our Facebook page. And I haven't done any Facebook Lives on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben, but we do post our True Treatment Facebook Lives up there as well. Thanks, Nassima, for setting that one up. And also, if you want to review a program or check out a program that you missed or review a topic, go to the search engine at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. And also, you can go to brightsideben.com. We have a search engine there as well. And the longevity products are up at criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, and brightsideben.com. And also we have interviews and blog posts and news stories at brightsideben.com and also criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so tomorrow we'll continue talking about vaccines. I want to talk about the adjuvants, helpers, if you will, what they are, why you want to be concerned about them when you're sticking them in your blood, right into your bloodstream through your skin. You always want to be paying attention to stuff that's going in your bloodstream through your skin. Always, always, always. And the simplicity, the simple-mindedness of the messaging from the mainstream medical model and from the mass media about vaccinations belies the fact that you are now bypassing the body's detoxification system in the liver to put stuff directly into your bloodstream. I wonder if any of these talking head numbskulls and that are on TV telling us about sticking stuff in our arm know what they're talking about sticking, know what they're talking about sticking into your arm, know about the stuff they're talking about sticking into your arm. Anyway, 844-236-6010, let's go to Don in Georgia and say good morning. What's up, Don? How you doing, man?
Ben, long time. How you doing?
Yeah, I missed you. You're one of my smart callers. You always got something interesting to say. What's going on today?
So here's a question I have. I won't get into this vaccine thing because it'll take too long. But really quick, you know, I've been dealing with this skin crisis for a while now.
Yeah. Tell our listeners, remind me and remind our listeners. I vaguely remember what it was, but I'm not. I remember talking about it.
They called it atopic dermatitis or whatever.
Got it.
Whatever they give it, you know. I think it had more to do with stress, diet, and digestion.
Well, hang on to that thought, because you are a smart guy. What does atopic mean?
Atopic means it's on top of the skin.
No. Opposite.
I'm sorry. Opposite. Atopic means it's not on top of the skin.
Correctamundo. Exactly. That means you have a dermatitis that's caused by something that's not topical. It's right in the name. Right?
Atopic.
So you said it's diet and stress, et cetera. It's right in the name. atopic. Right. They tell you. But of course, what do they give you? They give you topical.
Steroids and topical steroids.
Right.
And
right.
Yep.
Right. Which isn't that crazy? It's right in the name. Atopic dermatitis. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Don.
So I've been working with all of those things, digestion, stress, all of these
stuff. Is it getting better? Are you getting better?
Good. Much.
Okay,
it took a while. It took a while. I've just been changing, back to the diet and all of that. But something is very interesting that I'm finding is that, you get the itchy skin, right? What I found was the spirit told me one day, don't itch, massage. And when I did that.
I like that. I like when spirit talks to you like that. Spirit can tell you a lot of things, can't it? It gives you a lot of information. That's good. Good for you, Doc. So it told you to massage, not itch. I love that.
Right. And when it did, and I massaged these areas, and, itching appears everywhere. Inside the thighs, on the calves, ankles, wherever.
Lymph.
Every
lymph.
Time I would massage, it's lymph, isn't it? That's what
yes,
I thought.
Yes, it's lymph.
But every time I would massage, I would release massive amounts of gas.
Oh, my goodness. That's an awesome story. That's excellent.
Gas I release over the month, my skin has gotten better.
That's awesome, Don. I know. You are a smart dude. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. So you massage the lymph and your digestive system. You release toxins, basically. And then you feel better?
Yeah. My skin stops itching.
Amazing.
It's been a few months, and now the skin is a lot better. So I just have to be careful with what I'm eating.
You got to be careful what you're eating. The thing about eating is, and I know you're experiencing this, we know what we should be eating and not, but part of our brain that likes pleasure overrides that internal knowing. I do it myself, right?
Yeah.
Something's going to be a problem, but I don't even know if it's your brain. It's like your taste buds, basically. If you could cut your if you could imagine having your tongue numb, you would probably eat a lot less food, right?
Yeah. And it's emotional.
Emotional, too. Yeah, emotional, too, like boredom or stress, like you say.
Yeah.
I find, it's a distraction. Eating is kind of like a distraction. It's a distraction that's acceptable. When you drive, notice next time you're driving down the highway, we're in Georgia. I imagine you're in a big city in Georgia or your little town?
No, I'm in the suburbs.
In the suburbs of Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm about a half hour outside of the city.
All right, next time you're on the highway there, I forgot what the main highway is. I've been in Atlanta for a while. Notice how many signs there are for food.
It's
crazy,
right?
It's crazy. We are bombarded with messaging about food. So even if you know it's a problem, if you're not strong enough to withstand that bombardment, it's impossible not to pull into a fast food joint or a 7-Eleven or even a grocery store, even a Whole Foods. Even Whole Foods, which I go to, half of the stuff in Whole Foods is crap. And that's even a Whole Foods or a health food store. It's still going to be processed food. It is so hard to withstand this bombardment, this steady drumbeat and bombardment of food messaging. TV, television, how many commercials do you see about food? And they know just how to present that Carl's Jr. burger or that Kentucky Fried Chicken. So your mouth will automatically water, even though you know it's disgusting and you don't want it. You ever notice how slow the camera pans over food? It never happens fast. Why is that? Because the slowness activates an alpha brainwave state. And that alpha brainwave state makes you more susceptible. It makes you more suggestible. Notice next time you're watching food, it always is very slow. And the brain detects that speed, that slowness, or perceives that slowness as an activator of the alpha brainwave state, which is the hypnotic brainwave state. And under that state, we're more susceptible, and the messaging just comes into our brain and bypasses our critical judgment. It bypasses our ability to critically think. Right? Watch it the next time.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing with these memes, with the whole virus thing. It's like social engineering.
Social engineering. When you watch somebody on TV who's giving you the news, you are literally in a hypnotic state when you watch their face and their eyes. That puts you, just watching the head, just the head on TV puts you into a hypnotic state and makes you suggestible. And this is where our ability to critical think becomes so important, because we can protect ourselves. That's how we inoculate ourselves against viruses, mind viruses, is by critically thinking, examining. There's a whole science called epistemology. You ever hear the science of epistemology? It's how you know. It's the science of knowledge. It's the science of how you know what you know. It's actually a science. How do you know what you know? We all know things, but how do we know what we know? How do we accumulate information? How do we verify it? How do we analyze it? How do we accept it? And these are all things that we have an ability to do. It's not like we have to be victims. It's not like we have to buy into everything, but we have to critically think. That's our inoculation. Man, I love talking to you, Don. Thank you so much, and that's a great tip.
You're welcome. Ben, before you go.
I hadn't thought of that.
Before you go. So being that, I'm pretty sure you said the lymph system, and I thought that. I said, this must be my lymph.
Yes, your lymph.
So does that mean I should just be doing as much as I can to move the lymph?
Heck yes, Don. Absolutely. And I hadn't thought of that, but I'm going to start to tell people what you just told me about massaging the lymph area when you have a skin problem. Very helpful. But massage therapists call that lymphatic drainage, and estheticians will actually do that. They'll do facial lymphatic drainage, but we can do it all ourselves. I always thought, Don, and I got to go here in a sec, but I always thought that if we really cared about health in this country, we would have national massage insurance where everybody gets a massage, right? Everybody gets a massage, two massages a month. Vote for me for president, and I will guarantee every American gets two massages a month. All right, Don, got to go. Thank you so much, man. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate talking to you. All right. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thank you for listening, friends. I am pharmacist Ben. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for all our truth skin health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.